From NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. Firefighters in California are mourning a couple of their own as they battle a massive wildfire in northern Los Angeles County. A tearful Deputy Fire Chief Mike Bryant says the two were killed near Mount Gleason in the Angeles National Forest when their vehicle crashed. The fire has now consumed 66 square miles, destroyed at least 18 structures, and is threatening thousands of homes. Right now, firefighters are focusing their efforts on Mount Wilson, which is home to a historic observatory and transmitters for the major television and radio stations in the area. Mexico has issued a hurricane alert for much of its west coast in Baja California as a powerful Category 4 hurricane churns in the Pacific. NPR's Jason Bobian reports from Mexico City.
Two of our firefighters were in a vehicle.
Season and the strongest so far. In addition to Ximena, Tropical Storm Kevin is currently churning out in the Pacific. It's also moving towards Baja California. Jason Bobian, NPR News, Mexico City.
Japanese voters have delivered a historic defeat to the ruling party. The opposition has won in landslide parliamentary elections, ending half a century of almost unbroken rule from the Liberal Democratic Party. NPR's Louisa Lim reports from Tokyo.
Government. It will have to deal with record unemployment and soaring welfare costs amid a rapidly aging society. Louisa Lim, NPR News, Tokyo.
Space Shuttle Discovery has arrived at the International Space Station, bringing with it a cargo of food, equipment, and new lab gear for the orbital outpost. Three spacewalks are planned during Discovery's 9-day visit. We apologize for the technical difficulty we've been experiencing. Democratic lawmakers, meanwhile, are urging Congress to honor the memory of Senator Edward Kennedy by setting aside angry rhetoric and passing a plan to overhaul the nation's health care system. But Republican Orrin Hatch, who was a close friend of Kennedy's despite their political differences, tells CBS that there is no Democrat left who can do what Kennedy could in order to bring the two sides together. Congress returns in September to work on the plan criticized by Republicans as too costly. Police in Georgia are offering a $25,000 reward for information that leads to an arrest in a mobile home attack that has left 8 people dead. Police say 7 bodies were discovered Saturday, and an 8th person who was injured has died. A 9th remains hospitalized. The man who reported the mass killing has been arrested, and police say they have not ruled him out as a suspect. Stocks in China and Japan are slipping. China's main benchmark fell more than 5% in early trading. This is NPR News. Former President Bill Clinton was in Toronto this weekend, where he praised the city and Canada's health care system. Dan Karpinchuk reports from Toronto.
Immediately after the funeral for Edward Kennedy, he was the guest speaker at an event during the Canadian National Exhibition. Speaking to about 12,000 people, Mr. Clinton said while many self-deprecating Canadians poke fun at themselves, millions of people worldwide would kill to live in Canada. He described Toronto as a city of the future, and he praised Canada's healthcare system. He also said he hoped his country would follow Canada in ensuring affordable health care to all Americans. But he said many in the U.S. are reluctant to change, and there are what he described as incentives to keep people misinformed and full of fear. Clinton tried unsuccessfully to reform the American system 15 years ago. For NPR News, I'm Dan Karpinchuk in Toronto.
President Obama has returned to the Washington area after a week-long vacation on Martha's Vineyard. The presidential aircraft returned to the Capitol Sunday evening from the First Family's vacation spot off the Massachusetts coast. While on the island, Mr. Obama played golf, took First Lady Michelle Obama to dinner, and went for a bike ride with his daughters. He also grabbed a seafood lunch with senior advisor Valerie Jarrett. The vacation wasn't all play, though. Mr. Obama on Tuesday announced he wanted Federal Reserve Chairman Ben Bernanke to serve another 4-year term, and on Saturday, he delivered a eulogy for Senator Edward M. Kennedy in Boston. Colombian President Alvaro Uribe has the swine flu. The Social Protection Minister says the 57-year-old Uribe is not considered to be a high-risk patient, and his case is developing satisfactorily. He's being treated at the presidential residence. I'm Giles Snyder, NPR News.